This is the story of an agency. It's called SEX. Seduce, ensnare, and exterminate. And one agent, Agent D, aka Sir Boss. Nobody knows how the creature started, but sex has learned the signs. People disappearing from their homes, only to appear days later. Found somewhere nearby, near unconscious. Walking as if in a daze, their clothes torn. Signs of choking, but no signs of a fight. No skin under their nails, nothing. Then when they check over their bodies, orifices. Each was leaking. Every available hole leaking cum. It was a marvel some of them could even breathe. As astounding as any of these were, none of this was surprising to Agent D. He'd seen it. He's been tracking this particular case for months. He was trained to fight this creature. They know that it happens 1 week of every month. She strikes. He strikes. They believe it's a woman. A woman with a cock so big. From what they've managed to get out of the people, they're all enamored and terrified. Somehow she controls their minds. But Agent D was trained in psychic combat. His physical skill is matched by none. And on this night, this glorious night, he had finally tracked it down. This body was fresh, and he only had one last check to do. "Who did this to you?" he asked, as he looked down at the person, laying on their back, cum dripping from their lips. "Mommy," they spoke weakly. And with that, he sped forward, ripping his clothes free as he rushed to his final confrontation. Agent D finds her in a clearing. In the very midst of taking her next victim, her cock thrusting in and out all the way to the base, deep in their throat, spreading it so wide, the bulge was causing the veins in her next victim to turn blue from the strain and from lack of oxygen. She was literally choking them with her thick dick. But when her eyes snapped up to him, a growl emanated from her throat as she pulled free and tossed her victim aside. Watching these two stalk each other around the clearing is where we shall begin our tale. Agent D and the creature, Cryptid J, finally meeting, both naked. You've been the one tracking me, haven't you? Yes, I see you looking at my form. You wish to join me, don't you, Agent? You want to come with me, dance in the moonlight, bury our cocks deep in the throats of our victims. Come with me. Travel the country. Drink of the lust that I find. No one can resist me. You, least of all. Feel my power wash over you. Feel it seeping into every pore. Come with me. You are a worthy adversary and an even more worthy partner. All the holes we could fill together. Think of the feeling of both of us spit roasting a victim. You know you want it. You feel it in your bones. Feeling that attraction to me. I sent the lust on you. I know it's what you want. Join me. Join me and be my partner. No? You resist? How are you resisting? Oh, oh no. If you resist, then I must take you. Those who resist get taken and owned and broken. Do you want to be a broken toy, Agent D? Oh, yes. Then come at me. Come at me now. Fighting for dominance, the two wrestle each other to the ground. Punches and kicks abound. The fight ends up with D mounted on top of her chest, one hand wrapped around her throat, the other stroking her, teasing her, trying to make her come until she passes out. Hands off! No. This isn't how it's supposed to go down. Stop stroking my cock. I'm supposed to win. No one bests me. Stop. No. Why are your hands so expertly good at that? No. All must fight, must all back. Can't give in. No. Stop. Hands off my dick. Going to... No. I can't believe you did that. Now, what are you doing? Claiming your prize? Oh, no. Not what you get. No, you... No. You will not fuck me into submission. No. I am the one that does the fucking... Cease and desist. Oh, God. No. I will not be bested like this. No, it can't happen. I win. I'm the one that always wins. It was a mighty fight, and she ends up with the battle on top of him, choking him with both hands, getting him to unconsciousness. He wakes up with her already inside of him. Just pass out. Feel my hands on your throat. You're getting no air. Come on. I win. Just give in. That's it. Darkness will envelop you. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Feel it. Feel me pounding you. How much you fucking love it. That cock dripping pre-cum. From feeling that ass stretched so well. Yes, that's it. Yes. I see you fighting it. You want to let go. You want to enjoy it. You want to be mine. Yes, yes. Be my creature. My little plaything. Yes. I want as hardy as you can fulfill my desires long term. Thinking of all the lies you could save by being my fuck toy. Yes. And how good it would feel to be owned by me every night. To be filled by my thick cock. To be taken. To have me as your mommy. Say it. Say it. Call me mommy. That's it. I want to own you. I want to own your body and your mind. Yes. Oh, yeah. Give that mind into me. I want you as my slave. Mine. I beat you. I beat you fair, square, and I own this ass. Tell me it doesn't feel good. Tell me to stop. You can't, can you? Because you love the feel of mommy fucking you. Of mommy owning this body. Yes. Oh, oh yes. I see this steady stream of pre-cum from your cock. Those eyes are starting to become mine. You will be my slave. Mine, owned forever. Working with me. Living for me. Given. I feel the mind straining back. Give into me. Be mine. Say it. Say it. Say I am mommy's. Oh, oh yes. Oh yes. I feel it. I'm slipping in. Into your mind. Yes. Yes. I will own you. I will own every part of you. You delicious man. You. Oh, own you. You will live. For me. Say it. Say it. I will live for my mommy. Oh. Oh. The delicious break. You're mine. You're mine now. Every piece of you belongs to me. Yes. Yes. Oh. Yes, yes, yes.
There's so much more
where that came from, my little slave. You will be a stretched out, thoroughly used boy. And you'll love every minute of it.
I get the feeling you're a lot hardier than the others, Agent D. The fighting commences. Blows and kicks and punches abound. They both end up exhausted on the ground. Laying on the ground panting after a mortal duel. She takes the moment to tackle him, wrestle him to the ground. He reaches up, grabbing her breast. She smacks him and then grabs his cock, sexually trying to tire the other one out. The 69 commences. Yeah, how's it feel to have my hand wrapped around your cock? Ugh, you're pathetic. Ugh, you couldn't tire me out. Not in any fucking universe. No. Get off my hair. No. Here. You love the feeling of my hands around your cock, don't you? Hey, let go of mine. No. How's that feel? Hey. Two can't play at this. Admit it. My mouth feels better than yours. Don't you thrust it down my throat. That's what I'm doing to you. No way. I'm gonna fucking make you come first. Not with that pathetic mouth, you won't. We leave the two, both spent, coming simultaneously in each other's mouth, passed out on the grass, wondering what will become of our hero and the monster.